Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back. What up? It's AWOD, live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, this is Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. 4:25 kickoff for the Commanders against the Chargers from LA, which means 1:25 your pregame show and 3 hours postgame as well here on Richmond's home for the Commanders. So we heard from Dan Quinn. I'll give you my thoughts right now. You could chime in 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for some?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So through four games, Washington is a tough team to peg with dominant wins and listless losses as part of its 2-2 record. Really good article this morning by Tom Shad on the Washington Post. Here's my take. AWOD take four games into the season. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. So Stubb, last year's motto, and I loved Dan Quinn's sayings, right? What was it for the postseason? He went from the A's to the B's.
Believe.
Brotherhood.
Be you.
And be you, yeah. But he started the season with anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that has somehow this season morphed into anybody, anytime, only at Northwest Stadium. Last year, the Commanders saw their best home record in years. A home field advantage seemingly has started to return to Landover, Maryland with a franchise quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Everybody wants to see him. You know, you got random folks who don't even care about the Commanders. They want to see JD5 play. And so you've seen more Commanders fans, Skins fans, football team fans, Redskins fans flock back to Landover, Maryland, right? And this season, two home games, two blowout wins, two cruise to victory in the fourth quarter wins, and a home fan base that has seen right now eight of the best quarters this team has played through four games this season, by far. But that's not going to get you into the postseason. Here's what Tom Shad wrote. The first quarter or so of the season is over, and the Washington Commanders are the football equivalent of a playground seesaw. They have appeared dominant, then listless. A defensive juggernaut, then a sieve. Unimpeded by a slew of injuries, then undone by them. Look, there are positives. There are also a lot of negatives. I do think, and Dan Quinn talked about this, the offense is trending in the right direction and does seem like an offense that will be able to compete with the best of the best in this league by the end of the season. A defense that currently will allow the worst of the worst to get points on the board. May I remind you that Michael Penix was 50% completion percentage the week before and had 0 points at the end of the game. It's hard to really know what to make of the Commanders' 2-2 start to the season. At home, they look like a playoff team. On the road, They look like a team that might have a top five pick. It's been really frustrating, the start of the season. But Dan Quinn opened his press conference with some positive news in terms of injuries. Let's take a listen to what Dan Quinn had to say.
We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice. Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today. As far as other injuries and practice updates, we'll put out the injury report later today. And also wanted to give a big shout out and a welcome to Paul Toboni and the Nationals. And definitely
love how Dan Quinn reps all of the DMV there. Yeah, that's all I needed to hear about Jaden Daniels. Medically cleared, we'll practice in full. We got our quarterback back. And with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, we absolutely have a chance to beat anybody, even with this defense, because he could just score more points. I mean, last year this team averaged 29 points per game. They had at least three 40 burgers. I don't know if they ever got to 50 stub, but they also stopped scoring on a few teams last year when they could have kept going, like against the Browns and I think the Carolina Panthers. So they have the ability to put 40 points on the board with this offense, and that should be enough to win against the Chargers if the defense can just bend but don't break once again. That was kind of the theme last year when they were on that win streak, was the defense was holding teams to field goals and Jaden Daniels would go get sevens. So we were getting sevens while they were getting threes, and at the end of the day, we certainly had a lot more points than the opponent.
Our highest score was the Lions game. It's 45.
45, yeah. I think we scored 42 probably on Cleveland.
Yeah, we got 40 on the Panthers and 42 on the Titans.
Yeah, and the Panthers game, Jaden didn't play other than that first drive.
Yeah.
And the Browns game, he didn't play the fourth quarter. We could have had 50. It shows you how good this offense can be. Now, they don't have Zacchaeus. They don't have De'Ami Brown, and they might not have Terry McLaurin, which is why we keep talking about this wide receiver room. I like bringing in Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, for the competitive nature of the whole thing. This is a guy that's been a 1,000-yard receiver in the NFL and still feels like he has something left to give to this team here. Does that mean that he's going to come in there and contribute right away? Hell no. But he's going to push Jalen Lane. He's going to push Luke McCaffrey. He's going to push Chris Moore and Tay Martin. And look, I'm going to pat myself on the back a little bit here because this is an issue, but I saw this at training camp. We've got a million slot receivers and no damn outside receivers. Terry McLaurin's our only one. Debo's a slot guy. Jalen Lane's a slot guy. Luke McCaffrey is a slot guy at his best. Tay Martin, too small to on the outside. He's a slot guy. All right, Chris Moore has been running routes on the outside. He's not catching balls on the outside. We got a million slot receivers and no damn outside ones other than Terry McLaurin, who missed all of training camp and has now what? How many games did he play this year? Two? Three?
Two.
Three games?
Wait, three.
Yeah, he got hurt in the Vegas game when he didn't get in the end zone. It's something that I feel like they should have seen here in the offseason. And I don't know. Maybe they thought they could get more from Jalen Lane on the outside. Maybe they thought they could get more from Luke McCaffrey on the outside. We just haven't yet. Let's hear from Dan Quinn on what he's seen from Jaden Daniels that lets him know he's ready to go.
Just a steadfast approach to it, Nikki, first off, to put the work in to say, okay, I got to do all the things to do to get better. And then once you kind of get over the top of that, then the throwing, the movements to go. So that's what we saw in terms of the work to get better.
It was very important, I think, that Jaden Daniels had a successful workout on Saturday. And then you lose Sunday, right? And tell the truth Monday, right? And then Tuesday, day off. And then here Wednesday, he will get a full practice in today, a full practice in tomorrow. They'll fly across the country, and he will make his return. I'm very confident about that now. Now that we heard from Dan Quinn, he could have left the door open and said, hey, I need to see how he practices today. No, he said he's medically cleared. Last week, Dan Quinn cleared him when he said he has hit his hurdles. And then we heard on Friday, right? Well, the medical team hasn't cleared him yet. Jaden feels good to go. Dan Quinn says he's cleared him of his hurdles, his ramp up to play, which he takes so seriously, and now the medical staff has cleared him. So with our quarterback back, Washington hopefully can get back to their winning ways. But there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered about the defensive side of the ball. What do you make of the first quarter of the season for the Washington Commanders? What grades would you give the offense, the defense, and the special teams and the coaching staff in the front office? We'll answer your phone calls next and your questions here on AWOD Radio. This is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I want to go around the room here with some of our quarter of the season questions, comments, and concerns. We'll do another Commander's Corner right here. We got Stubb, who runs the ones and twos. Jeremy is helping out with the production here. And AWOD Radio here on 910 The Fan, Richmond's home for the Commanders. So I kind of gave you guys my take. I mean, four games into the season, it seems like it's been anywhere, anybody, anytime, and only at Northwest Stadium. I mean, that's my biggest takeaway. At home, we look like a playoff team. On the road, looks like Ron Rivera's coaching them.
The difference between the wins and losses is astronomical.
Yeah.
And part of it is the away teams have been a bit better than the home teams.
Yes.
I mean, Atlanta, I know they lost 30-0 to the Panthers, but that is a legitimately good team.
We thought they were going to be a playoff team coming into the season. I thought Michael Penix would take a big step forward.
Yes, and Vegas and the Russell Wilson Giants are terrible, and yeah, that's part of it. If we're talking about questions for this team, all of it is kind of getting into those like second-year rotational piece guys.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is you are making a good point. The home games seem to be the cupcakes. We go to L.A., we return to face off against Chicago.
Yeah,
got to win that one.
Yeah.
Right. That's why when the season began, I said, we got to go 6-2 at home to be a playoff team. We have got to protect home field, and they've done that so far. Just what we've seen on the road is concerning. What would be your thoughts first quarter of the season, Jeremy?
I guess just the big thought is, how are these players going to return from injury? And
yeah,
when are they going to return from injury as well?
Right. I mean, because we've lost so many players that are significant pieces to the offense and to the defense as well. I think one of my biggest questions is about the defense, and it's, do we have enough pass rushers? Javonte Jean-Baptiste dealing with an injury now. All right. Well, Von Miller was signed. He's not even playing that many snaps. Dorrance Armstrong is making an impact, but he's not like a guy that's a household name. Frankie Louvu, it seems like he's taken a step back. And so this offseason, we talked about how, all right, I think Adam Peters has done everything, but we need that edge rusher. All right, we're going to get him in the draft. Didn't happen. All right, we're going to need that edge rusher in free agency. Didn't happen. All right, somebody will get cut around training camp. And we got Von Miller, but he's on a limited snap count. And as bad as the secondary has been, I think our lack of production from the edge rusher position is just making things even more difficult on the secondary. When teams have time, every quarterback's going to burn you. Because that's what it is like in the NFL. Jake Browning can burn you if you give him time.
Yeah, and we lose Wise, and that's a problem.
That you're right. That ended up being a bigger impact, I think.
And Johnny Newton was supposed to be good at that. He's not even playing.
Yeah. I know. But it's hard for me to get mad at Johnny Newton, because to me, I kind of think that's like Javon Kinlaw is stepping up. Payne is stepping up. So, like, I don't think tackle is the weakness right now on the defense as much as the secondary and probably edge rusher, if not even linebacker as well. Do you think that Cliff Kingsbury has taken a step back as a play caller?
No, I think the offensive play calling I haven't had much issues with. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to see more Bill, but he didn't play last season. It's going to take him a while to adjust. He's a young guy. He needs to learn how to block.
Past weekend was legit running back by committee.
Yeah,
I think we've never seen before. You know,
two Mariota games. I have no beef with Cliff Kingsbury 4 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
The offense looks as I'd expected. Maybe not the first 2 weeks. Jaden's not looking crazy, but he won that first one.
Yeah, I mean, I do want more Bill as well, but I think that's not like a Cliff thing as much as like that's... I don't know if the whole team trusts him. Like, I'm not sure if Jaden Daniels saw a free blitzer coming up the middle, he would trust Bill to make that block. Yeah. I think he might get happy feet and start moving away.
And again, he just didn't play football last season.
Right.
He's not ready to play every snap right now.
Yeah. No, it's hard to have too many questions about what Cliff Kingsbury has done, because the offense is not the issue. It's not the issue right now.
It's not.
The defense is. That's the other question. When will Washington get its first road win? And this is of the three road games we've played, this is the second hardest one. And I even think it might be as hard as Green Bay, if not harder. I think Herbert's better than Jordan Love. I also think Harbaugh's a better coach than what they've got there with LaFleur in Green Bay. When the schedule came out, I really thought we might go to Green Bay and beat them on a Thursday night. But this was the game I circled as, wow. That's going to be very difficult.
It is. Their offense is looking better than ever.
Yeah, and they're able to run the ball now this year with Amari and Hampton, mm-hmm. and that was their issue last year.
And he took for any... I thought we were going to be safe, but he finally started clicking last week.
He did. You know, I've got a lot of questions quarter of the way through the season here, and I don't think we're going to get the answers this weekend. But I keep going back to what Dan Quinn said in my mind of this month of October needs to be all about the urgency. Urgency and intensity. And it's got to be improved, especially on the road.
You need to see more of the energy like he was talking about. He's talked about starting fast, but not necessarily with touchdowns, just with intensity.
And yeah.
If you can get the tone set for this team, that'll help both the offense and the defense, just because momentum's not a real thing, but it is a real thing in football.
Yeah, and I also think this was a great decision to go there early to LA, because that's been the issue. On the road, we've been playing a 1 o'clock game like it's a 4 o'clock game, right? We've been waiting until the second half to get started. They're going out early so they can get acclimated to everything in LA there, get a practice on the field. And Michael makes a good point there, because you fly out Thursday, all right? You sleep in a hotel bed Thursday. You get up Friday, you're probably a little sluggish and you're, you know, jet lagged, right? Saturday, you're pretty good. Sunday, there's no excuses. There's no issues. You've been there for the weekend, right? A lot of people don't even vacation that long. We're going to have a full vacation in LA and hopefully come home with a win. Biggest question you have one quarter of the way of the season.
one quarter of the way through the season. It's just, how is the offensive line going to look? They're getting Sam Cosmi back soon, right? Are they going to be able to hold up? We've seen them struggle against some of the elite pass rushers already. If they're able to hold up with Cosmi, and I think this team goes a whole new direction.
Yeah, I'm interested to see when they make that change. He's opened up the 21-day practice window. Does that coincide with a return for Brandon Coleman, right? Well, I would like to see him back in for sure. And then you wonder about Andrew Wiley versus Nick Allegretti and what's going on the right side. Does that still remain to be Josh Connerly? And can we get more of a perfect game from Laremy Tunsil, right? We haven't had we heard from Houston, he's going to have a few perfect games where it's just nobody touches your quarterback. He's had a holding penalty or two. He's had a few false starts. He's had plays where a guy just simply beats him. He has not been this all-pro left tackle that I think we thought he was going to be yet so far.
His grading is really high. That is absolutely... The penalties
The
get
penalties
me mad.
Are
that's,
are an
that's
issue.
The thing that is my
because
issue
Because it's
with
a
him.
Team-long, yeah. team-wide thing, for sure. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you here on Richmond's Home for the Commanders, the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet me as well, Mike and Bill. Let me know that they're listening on Twitter. We're always available on the go with the Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Wednesday, October 1st. Anytime you hear Enter Sandman, you know it's time to talk a little Hokies football. It is time for the weekly Cowan Gates Hokies update with the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. What's going on, Bill?
Good afternoon. We're getting set for a homecoming Saturday in Blacksburg, Tech and Wake Forest. It's been a good week so far. The Board of Visitors had its vote yesterday morning, which is going to be a game changer for the Hokies, clearly, athletically. And we have good weather for Saturday. So far, so good. It's been a good week.
Yeah, can you explain the details and why that's going to be a game changer for the Hokies?
Well, it'll put $229 million into the athletic department budget over the next couple of years, which means they'll be able to pay more for head coaches, assistant coaches, stadium renovations, and they'll have an athletics budget up with where Clemson and Florida State are in our league and most of where the SEC and Big Ten teams are. And the university is going to help augment the Tech athletic budget. So as they look for a new head coach for the football team, they're clearly fishing in a different pool, so to speak. They can certainly pay way more for coaches now than they could have if this had not been instituted by our board.
That's very important. But the current head coach has inspired the guys, and Phil Montgomery Jr. has taken over. Phil Montgomery has taken over as the interim coach. You know, I really did love that performance at NC State, and this is what the fan base has wanted to see, a close victory, winning a one-score game. Got a lot of momentum now as they return home to Blacksburg.
You know, it had been 3 years since Virginia Tech won a one-score football game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Ridiculous. Some of it is uncanny misfortune, and other aspects of it were poor play down the stretch. But yeah, the guys have really rallied around Coach Montgomery. They certainly have some confidence. This is the team we thought we had. Tarion Stewart was unbelievable down in Raleigh, and he had been hurt the first couple of weeks of the season. And the guy we saw Saturday was the first team all Mac tailback that we saw on tape. And then he's finally healthy, and you saw what he did down against NC State. But I think the bigger turnaround is defensively. I mean, they held NC State to 59 yards rushing. That was a very, very high-powered offense. And to go do that on their field at a Saturday night game, you know, Carter Finley Stadium at night is very much like Lane Stadium at night. And it's a very intimidating place. And they usually win. They were 29-6 in their last 35 home games. Mm. So they don't usually lose at home. And the teams that have beaten them there, you can kind of figure out who it's been. I mean, it's a couple of those were Clemson, a couple of them were FSU, and now the Hokies went in there and got them. So great win for Monty. They got some momentum heading into Saturday at 1 o'clock against Wake.
Bill, I got to give a shout-out to our guy Hokie Steve. All offseason, he was talking up Tarion Stewart, and now we finally saw it. Can you kind of update the audience on what the injury he was dealing with, and is he fully good to go now for the rest of the season? I mean, that was insane 85-yard run.
So Tarion played at Bowling Green last year for Scott Leffler, who was their head coach, and a.k.a. Lefty. Scott was offensive coordinator during Coach Beamer's final couple of years. And Scott played quarterback at Michigan for Lloyd Carr and had been a really good – he was actually a teammate of Tom Brady. He was one of the backup quarterbacks. Hmm. But Lefty got into coaching and was a really good coach, was in the SEC, came to Tech. He finally got a head coaching job at Bowling Green. And he had this terrific running back last year, Tarion Stewart. And he was really good in the MAC. He was a first-team all-conference player. And when it came time for that portal to open up, we kind of had an ally. Because Lefty left Bowling Green, too. But we kind of had an ally there that knew about Blacksburg and knew about Tech. And, boy, Elijah, our coach, did a really good job recruiting him. And then he got hurt. And he was in a boot the week of the South Carolina game, kind of a high ankle foot sprain. One of the, you know, there are a lot of bones in your foot and ankle, and something was not right. And there's not a whole lot you can do other than walk in a boot and wait and let time heal it. And it took him about 3 weeks. So that was his first, I guess we could call it big game or coming out party, 174 yards at NC State.
Bill, give us your preview of Virginia Tech against Wake Forest. And Wake's coming off of that heartbreaking loss to Georgia Tech, but they played really well against what seems to be one of the top teams in the ACC right now, led by Haynes King.
Yeah, I think Wake is feeling the way the Hokies felt 1 year ago this week. Remember a year ago this week, Tech lost that game to Miami. They threw the Hail Mary pass. They thought they had it won, and the officials took it away. Remember that?
Yep.
Okay, that was 1 year ago this week. So you know how a team reacts when you feel like you had a win taken away. And for those that don't know, Wake had the game won. All they had to do was get a one first down and then take a knee, and they're shaking hands with a victory over Georgia Tech. Well, on the play, Georgia Tech clearly jumped offside. The quarterback thought he had a free play and threw a deep pass, and they never called it offside.
Yeah.
And Coach Dickert, in their presser on Monday, Adam said, "We are going to change our protocol because we tell our center if it's clearly the guy is offside, just snap it because we'll take the 5 yards." And they tell the quarterback, "Take a shot." Well, if there's under a minute to go in the game and you're ahead and you're about to take a knee and it's third down, you don't take the deep shot, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you don't need any more yards. You don't need any more points. You just need the clock to run out. Take a snap, run forward, and the clock's going to run out. And instead, he took a shot, and it landed incomplete. That stopped the clock, and then they had to punt. So Wake said, their coach said, they're going to change their protocol. Just because the other team jump offside does not mean you take a deep shot, especially late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that could happen at any – I don't ever recall seeing that before.
I actually think that happened in the Commanders game when Marcus Mariota threw the – he was looking for Jalen Lane this weekend, and okay, he missed it. I thought that the Falcons went offsides, and I think kind of that's why he took the deep shot.
But in that situation, even though your quarterback has to almost be thinking two plays ahead.
Right.
Like, all right, we're going to take a knee. It doesn't matter if they jump offsides.
Yeah.
Right. This just hand the ball off or plow forward. The key at that point is the clock. Not you got the game won. There's no need to throw a pass.
What's up with Georgia Tech against teams that need to kneel the ball? Weren't they playing Miami?
Same thing. Yeah. Well, they needed to get the first down before the knee. I will say that it wasn't. They weren't in a kneel down victory formation. They needed to run one more play. But in any event, you know, but their quarterback and their tailback got banged up in that game. And I have, you know, Wake is being very coy about who's healthy and who's not for this game. But, you know, the ACC rule, tomorrow we get the injury report. You can't hide injuries in our league anymore, just like the NFL. So we will know tomorrow, and then they'll do another one Friday, and then another one 2 hours pre-kick on Saturday if their quarterback and running back will play. My sense is the quarterback will. I don't know about the running back. His injury looked a bit more severe. But anyway, I think we're catching a Wake team that is going to be really, really ornery because of the way they just had an amazing win taken away from them. So yeah, that's probably where they are. But I will say this, too. They got 4 or 5 on the road. They play in Blacksburg this week. They go to the West Coast. They have Oregon State. Mm. Then they go. They've got 4 or 5 on the road, including a trip to UVA. And so this is a real pivotal 5 weeks for Wake Forest also. But for the Hokies, I'll leave you with this. I had my guy look it up today. In Hokie football history, they have never started 0-3 and then be 3-3 after 6 weeks. So we're looking around the country. How rare is that? What's the last team to do it? What's the best record a team that started 0-3 ever finished? So, but get to 3-3 would be a pretty, pretty big accomplishment for this team. And not to get ahead of ourselves, but since UVA plays Duke, right, if the Hokies win Saturday, their game at Georgia Tech will be for first place in the ACC in Atlanta next week.
Mm.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you got to beat Wake first, so we'll see how it goes. A 3-game winning streak after an 0-3 start's pretty good for Montgomery and the mental aspect of the team. And I've been really impressed with our fans, man. We talked about it at home that the Wofford game, there were 60,000 people there. We went down to NC State, and I'm telling you, hey, well, there must have been 6,500 Virginia Tech fans there.
Wow.
The on the road. And it's just, it's so cool to see them travel with a team that's having a bad season or a bad start to its season. But there's still time to turn it around, and I'm sure we'll have a full house here Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And you know, I keep going back to when Coach Montgomery was introduced, and it resonated with me when he said, we have a chance to write our own history. That's history, you just said. If you can go to 0-3 to 3-3, that's something to play for, something to be inspired by. And, you know, the season's not over. It's just beginning in the ACC. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, you know, just think, even if you're not a Tech fan, what does it say about the character of your guys to not quit when you're 0-3?
Yeah.
Because some kids did quit, right? Some kids opted out, entered the portal. But then the kids that stayed have now won a couple of games. So, yeah, there's a story there, but we still have a lot more of this season to go to see how it finishes.
Bill, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Bye-bye.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies. If you missed it, you can rewind on the free Odyssey app for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. We just heard from the play-by-play voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth. Team has won two straight games and trying to make history in Blacksburg to be the first Hokies football team to go from 0-3 to 3-3 when they take on Wake Forest this weekend from Lane Stadium. Now, we do have an open line policy, 833-804-0910, an open door policy, and Brian, the traffic reporter, has busted through the door once again. What's going on, Brian?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are the roads looking?
You know what? I ate lunch at my desk. Haven't even been out, so I'll have to check later.
Well, that sounds like such a boring lunch. Yeah. What'd you eat?
It was leftover Chipotle. Dude food, leftover Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's not bad. Chipotle holds up.
It holds up.
Right? Yeah. Like, Chinese food's the golden standard for...
Right. Sure.
For food like that. But I think, like, Spanish food and Chipotle is really, like, number two.
I haven't had Chinese food, and I can't remember the last time.
Really?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know, dude, I go to Lucky AF. I go to Fat Dragon.
Okay.
I love those
spots.
You
live near all those places, though.
Yeah. Well, I do love me some sushi.
You do. Yeah. I know. You absolutely do.
so you busted in here. I know you're a Hokies fan. We just had Bill Roth on. Would you imagine that... All of a sudden, they switch to a coach who has head coaching experience, and for the first time in 3 years, they win a one-score game.
There is no surprise there. And it shouldn't be, by the way, to the athletic administration either, that was step one.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, get to win some more, but...
I loved Coach Pry. I really liked his energy in recruiting. But his lack of head coaching experience played out throughout his time here, and they lost every single one-score game. And now you get Philip Montgomery. What, you calling the Miami one a win?
No, he had one.
I thought we had one since... He was there for 2022. Yeah.
He's won one-score game.
What are you, 1-9 or something?
It was 1-13, I believe.
I think it was 1-15.
Yeah, it was bad. But Philip Montgomery comes in, and all of a sudden, they're able to win a close game. And I'm inspired by this story. I really am, because these are human beings. And not only that, but they are kids. And a lot of them are teenagers, right? 19 years old. And you don't want to see your head coach is your father figure, right? For a lot of them. You don't want to see him lose his job. But you get so caught up in the unknown when that happens. And for a lot of those guys, I bet they were getting bad advice. I bet they were getting phone calls from numbers they didn't have saved that said, enter the transfer portal because we've got a spot for you. And some of them chose to stay and to stick it out. Because the reason they came to Blacksburg was bigger than just Coach Pry.
Right.
And I'm inspired by this story. And I picked them to beat NC State. I'm picking them to beat Wake Forest. I still think they're going to win the games that we thought they would win when the season began. Because the ACC schedules everything.
I wonder if the transfer portal has like robocalls where they have like set up to call all these kids that they know are going to get in, especially like at a Virginia Tech or like what's the other school out west that killed their coach, UCLA. I mean, if they fired them, they know they're eligible to go in.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they were getting bombarded with phone calls.
Oh, absolutely.
From every agent on the earth and a few off the earth.
So I'm excited for the Hokies and for UVA. This is exciting stuff right here. I went to the game Friday night. That was fantastic.
Yes.
One of the best wins in the last, like, 15 years. A lot of people are comparing it to 1995.
You didn't storm the field, did you?
I did not. Michael was like, oh, he would have stormed the field. No. No.
Michael Phillips.
I know. He loves it. Michael Phillips loves to act like a kid still.
But he does.
I watched the field storming, and then I got the heck out of there.
Smart.
But... It was a fantastic game, a great win, and I think they've got some serious momentum right now.
Sure.
I mean, the Hokies and the Hoos are yet to lose an ACC game. I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming of going to Charlotte for the Hokies against the Hoos.
Dude, there we go. I'm dreaming.
I'm a little bit worried Montgomery's going to do too good. I don't want him to do good enough to keep the job.
That's I don't think that's possible, especially like with Bill Ross said. Part of the reason they got $229 million over the next 4 years, so they can spend big on a big-time coach.
Okay, hypothetically, Montgomery wins the ACC. Well, then you have to hire him.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I mean, like we said, though, he's got head coaching experience. He's got head coaching experience, and it seems to be playing out pretty well just two games into his era. Brian, you stopped by. You love to disrupt the show by busting in the door. Let me bust you real quick.
Oh, here we go.
I know football season has officially begun because your Mets were eliminated.
They were eliminated,
How about that? How depressed were you?
So, I don't know how many big fans of baseball actually watch these games, but I probably watch 130, 140 games a year. I mean, I'm talking first inning to the ninth inning. We'll sit at home and score some of them. You know what the kind of fan I really am.
Yeah.
And you could just see over the course of the months this slow bleed out, right?
But when I saw you last week, you were still pretty confident they were going to be a playoff team.
I was confident because they were still a game or two up in this last wild card slot, but then they just lost it over the weekend. They couldn't do what they should have been doing all season, and that's coming back late in games, getting these guys to hit with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
And not only that, have these starters go more than two or three. I mean, you or me could get out there and throw two or three innings. I mean, you got to be able to go at least five.
Yeah.
And sometimes these guys weren't even doing that.
No, I can hear your frustration. So how much of a monumental failure was this?
Well, I'm hearing people say that this is the biggest failure they've ever had because of how much money was spent on the team. I believe there was a book back in the mid-90s by a New York Post writer about the Mets, the worst team money could buy. I believe that could probably be redone, not only, by the way, with this season, but 2023 was bad like that as well.
Yeah.
They've gone and spent all this money, and, you know, we're sitting here in the studio with the Guardians and the Tigers on. Combined together, those two teams probably almost don't hit the Mets' salary.
Right. So, well, that's why, in terms of the Nationals, even everybody said, oh, they're not spending, that's why they can't compete. I'm like, well, look at what teams are not spending but are competing.
That's correct.
Are in postseason baseball.
It's not all about the money. And by the way, just so you know, these colleges are going to find out that at some point as well.
Yeah.
They can buy all the talent, but you still got to be able to coach these guys. And football is much more, I believe, football is a much more of a coaching sport than baseball is, especially from a team level. But yeah, you're going to have to be able to find good coaches at Virginia Tech, with the Mets, the Nationals, whoever.
Yeah. I'm going to piss some people off with this.
Here we go.
In basketball and football, the head man in charge, he coaches. In baseball, they just manage.
That's why they're called a manager.
I mean, am I right? I see him smiling over there. He liked that one.
Yeah.
I like it too. Well, these managers.
All right, what bat do you back now? We're all watching postseason baseball. It's the second season.
That's a great question. It's always fun.
I kind of go back to my childhood and I back the Pinstripes. Because I loved Jeter as a kid.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm a Mets fan. I'm not from New York, so if the Yankees win, it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a National League guy. I always cheer for the National League normally, unless it's those.
The Cubs are a good story to back.
The Cubs are a great story, aren't they?
Yeah.
And by the way, the Mets almost hired Craig Counsell. Where did he go? Went to the Cubs.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to probably. I love watching good players play their game. And nobody's better than Shohei Ohtani, so
right.
I'm probably going to root for the Dodgers at the end of it all. But
that's actually the team I don't want to win it because they spend like it's insane.
They really do.
Think about that for a second, though. They stole Ohtani from LA.
They did,
and now they're going to win with him. That's going to piss me off.
Oh yeah,
I don't want that to happen. No, the Reds are the cool story to root for. But I don't think they're going to win a game in that series.
I don't want to see them win anything.
Yeah. All right, Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
The traffic reporter did not report on the roads because he ate from his desk.
I'll have to go out and get coffee and then report back.
All right, sounds good. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.